Hello, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. Tuesday, January the 28th, at the Kroc Center in Kerrville, The Gathering will begin our spring session, and I will resume my regular teaching style. I hope that you will join me in the awesome team that helps facilitate these lessons. To register, email me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. Don't worry, if you can't make it, you can catch the podcast. But it's a lot of fun to be there in person, and you get notes on each lesson and questions to process. Today, I'm going to do a short article that I've written for the newspaper. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's lesson. It is titled, How Good Is Your Cast? Let's go fishing this weekend, Kathleen, my husband said as we visited after a long day at work. My husband Stephen is a fisherman, and until recently, the sport has been foreign to me. The Bible tells women to adapt to their husbands, so I'm trying to embrace this new and fun fishing world. Not long ago, we were invited to go bass fishing with another couple. I am always up for a new adventure. However, all day of fishing was a little more adventure than I had signed up for. About 6 hours into our 9-hour trip, my shoulders ached, my skin was sticky, I was tired and longed for a hot bath. To make matters worse, I had not caught near as many fish as everyone else. Why am I not catching as many fish as everyone else? I asked Stephen. We are all fishing out of the same boat and using similar lures, I stated. Well, honey, it takes practice, he encouraged. You're doing good, but the main thing you need to work on is practicing your cast, he continued. I began to watch exactly how and where the other three experienced fishermen were casting. Their casts were specific, not just in the middle of the lake. I began practicing my cast. It was not too long before I, too, began to catch a few fish and even managed to reel in a 2.5-pound bass. A year later, and a few more fishing trips under my belt, my largest cast has been a 31-inch redfish, and I was able to use my oversized tag. I was pretty excited. I've noticed that life and fishing are similar in some ways. Two common denominators are casting and waiting. Life can be challenging, and all of us have burdens. Financial woes plague many with our economy, problems in relationship, challenges at work, and stress can press down people when they try to carry these burdens. Also, caring for ill loved ones. What burden are you weighing on you right now? Maybe you're trying to carry all of the above by yourself. If that is the case, I would suggest you need to practice your cast and wait on the Lord. Cast means to throw forcefully in a specific direction. Psalms 55:22 in the Amplified Bible says, "Cast your burden upon the Lord," parenthesis, releasing the weight of it, "and he will sustain you." He will never allow the parenthesis consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. When trouble lands on your shoulders, we are told exactly what to do. Throw them forcefully to the Lord. God knew we were not designed to carry the problems we would encounter, so he offered to carry them for us. I love how he is the perfect gentleman. I have encountered numerous trials in the past 6 years and have had the opportunity to practice casting my burdens on the Lord. To be honest, I would have crumbled by the weight of them if I had tried to carry them all by myself. Sometimes I would try to cast them on the Lord, but it was more of a toss instead of a forceful throw. If we do not throw our cares forcefully in the direction of the Lord, they can weigh us down and rob us of joy, peace, and even good health. We must be intentional about our cast and practice it often. I have been practicing my casting, preparing for the next fishing trip. I'm also working on quickly casting my cares on the Lord so I can reap the blessings and promises God has for me as I cast my burdens upon Him. God loves you and me so much and wants us to practice casting our burdens. What burden do you need to practice casting? Will you join me in practicing your cast? Who knows what we will catch as we enjoy the adventures He has for all of us as we walk with Him. Thank you for listening today, and I hope that you will join me at the Gathering Live next week on Tuesday, January the 28th. If not, be sure and catch the podcast. Have a great week and practice your cast.